TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? You are definitely locked in the pregame radio. We got a special interview for you guys going down today. We got author of the book, Why Men Cheat, He'll Never Cheat Again, by Tito Green in the building. Tito, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening? What's going on? How are you?
Chilling. Glad to have you on. It's definitely a great thing. So let the people know pretty much the premise of your book, what inspired you to do it, you know, pretty much what your story is.
Oh, well, the name of the book is called He'll Never Cheat Again, The Woman's Guide to Pleasing a Man. And the book is basically about why men cheat, you know, and how to rectify that by, you know, how the women could prevent the man from cheating by satisfying him emotionally, spiritually, mentally or physically, you know, in all aspects.
All right, so what made you get up and want to be like, hey, I'm going to write this book about this? What made you come up with the whole idea of putting the book out?
Well, what happened was one day I was sitting down and I was thinking about, you know, some past relationships where I actually by myself, you know, cheated. And actually, I spoke to a couple of friends of mine who cheated. And I said, you know what? I'm going to come up with a book that could teach females about the mistake that their man won't do.
So, okay. What do you expect to come out of the book? What do you expect from it to, what do you expect for it to happen?
Well, it's a guide for the females to show them the mistakes they make. And after reading the book and studying certain parts of the book, they'll learn not to make these mistakes, and they'll be able to satisfy their man and keep him at a certain state so that he won't ever cheat again.
Okay. So write the book, where did you draw your greatest inspiration from?
My greatest inspiration is from all the successful African-American authors.
Okay, anyone in particular?
No, I would say all of them. I would say all of them, you know, no one in particular.
Okay, now, was there something, your own personal backstory that really fueled it? Like, was there a certain relationship that was like, you know what, I'm going to put a book about this, so therefore it doesn't happen to nobody else again. I'm sick of this shit. Like, was there a particular past relationship that really pushed you to write this book where you just like, you know what, I'm just going to put this up and see what happens?
Yeah, well, actually, there were a few past relationships, and my thing is this, you know, the bad thing about it is that the women get hurt, especially if her feelings are involved and she's in love with you. The women get hurt. So a lot of men, you know, they're weak. You know, they were created weak, and we fall into temptation. So, you know, it's our fault, too, but, you know, it's also the woman's fault because the woman, sometimes she neglects the man. And, you know, when he feels neglected, maybe there's another female out there who makes him feel wanted and gives him the attention that he needs. And he may end up, you know, getting romantically involved with her.
Yes.
You know? And yep. My thing is this, to prevent the female from getting hurt and to prevent the man from indulging in cheating, you know, I put this book together so that they could both learn what to do and what not to do to have a successful relationship. It's not just for the woman alone, you know. The man can learn it as well.
So, pretty much, what's the overall message you want this book to present? Like, is there a, you know, are you heading up a crusade? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the overall message? What's the overall preface? At the end of the day, what is it that you want to be said about your book?
Well, it's prevention, because the women are making all these mistakes that causes the man to cheat, whether they realize it or not. So this guide is teaching them to refrain from these mistakes and how to correct these mistakes. A lot of times, man cheat, like I said before, because they may feel neglected, or the woman is not giving them the attention that she used to give, or she's not smelling good like around the house. She's not looking good.
Okay. So let's people know pretty much,
you know,
where you're from. What's up?
No, you know, so the book is teaching a woman how to do these things for him and enjoy doing these things for him. And it's supposed to be reciprocal. When she starts doing the things for him, he's going to start doing things for her. And then there will be a balance in the relationship, and the relationship will be beautiful. The relationship will be successful.
Okay, I got you. So who are you reading? You know what I'm saying? As an author, you know, you got to be a fan of books. You gotta be a fan of reading. So who are you reading right now? Who are you looking at?
I actually like urban novels by Terry Woods. I like Vicki Stringer. I like Eric Jerome Dickey. I like Sister Soldier. You know, there are a few authors that I read, you know, and that I enjoy reading.
So if you could pick two books, all your books up right now, like all your absolute favorites, what would they be?
Oh, man, I love Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I love that book right there. I also enjoy the Master Key to Success by Napoleon Hill. I like The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Soulja.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to Sister Soulja. Shout out to X-Clan, because if it wasn't for X-Clan, there'd be no Sister Soulja. And we don't know if he gave back. My pops was a roadie for X-Clan back in the 90s. So I knew them. I came up listening to them, videos, concerts, and all that. So you met Sister Soulja, you know, that's definitely what's up.
Right.
Let the people know, you know, pretty much where you're coming from, and exactly what it is you're doing now, and also if you got any other projects coming up in the works.
Well, listen, I'm originally from Brooklyn, and, you know, I grew up in the struggle, you know, went through what I had to went through, and then I finally found my inspiration, you know, I finally found my light. Now, I enjoy reading, I enjoy writing, and that's what I do, you know. And right now in the works, I have part two, The Heel Never Cheat Again, part two, which is The Woman's Guide to Understanding the Way Men Think. That's part two. And I also have another book called A Crime Pays, The Real Reason Why Young Men Turn to Crime. That's in the works right now.
Okay, so pretty much right now you're working on a big type of series of books that go into a whole aspect of, as far as men cheat, why men do things.
Right.
So is psychology a thing for you in the future? Because it seems like you're pretty much breaking down the men's psyche as far as relationships, the men's psyche as far as turning to crime, the women's psyche. You're like, you know, you're pretty much breaking everything down. So is psychology, is that something in the future?
Repeat that again?
I said the whole psychology thing, something in the future. Like, is that something, like, is that the bigger picture later on, just to break through that?
Right. Exactly. I'm breaking down the way that the male mind works and the female mind works, you know?
Okay. So back to the whole book, because actually I did have a chance to skim through it a bit. What is it that, you know, what is that, according to you, that really makes the guy want to cheat, or that makes the guy go out, you know, besides the temptation? Because, you know, me being a man here, and I've said it on my show before, we're creatures of habit, you know. So when something is thrown into the mix that's not part of habit, we try to immediately adapt to it. For instance, we could be in a great relationship, you know. Our lady does as well, you know, she does everything we need. Everything that's in the book as for the men not to cheat, she does. But we're at, you know, we're at the club, have some drinks in us, you know, some girl gives us the extra attention. You know, according to you and what you put down in the book, what is it that's going to make the man go, you know what, yeah, I could run to tell you her real quick.
Yeah. When you're with the scene, when he has something good at home, when he has something to come home to that he knows is going to keep him excited, he knows that she can cook, or, you know, she's spontaneous, she'll take him out, because it's not all the time the men have to take the woman out. Also, you know, the sex is remarkable, you know, that's another major part of it, you know, and the woman, she smells good around the house. She takes care of the home. She's clean. She takes care of herself. She looks presentable. She looks beautiful for him all the time. All these are major elements that keeps the man, his mind, at home with his wife or his woman or his lady or whatever. You know, she has to keep him by doing these things.
Okay, so pretty much if she just, you know, keeps to that thing, and we're not talking about, ladies, don't get it twisted. We're not talking about being submissive as you're on all fours, waiting on his hand and foot. But those, you know, those factors being played out, those will definitely help you have a meaningful relationship, you know.
Right.
And like I said, you know, definitely, ladies, men, even I would say kids over 18 that are just getting into those type relationships and trying to figure out what it is they want in life, definitely pick up this book. He'll Never Cheat Again.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon.
And it's available. It's available at Amazon.com. You can go get it now. It's a short read. It's concise. You know, and it's under $10.
Now, this is pretty much your first book, right?
Yes, this is my debut.
Okay. Now, once you're done with the Why Men Cheat series and Why We Turn to Crime, are you going to get to maybe, like, the fictional thing as far as, like, you know, a crime novel or even one of those, you know, one of those romantic, those Zane type of novels, you know, because the women love that shit. So, like, is there any, are you going to venture into that, or are you just going to pretty much stay with the actual factual fictional stuff that's going to give people the real?
Right. Well, I have numerous novels written that are not out yet, but 2014, I plan to get my first one out there.
Okay, so
this is an urban novel.
Okay, now I don't want you to get away the whole shit as of yet, but give us a little bit of respect for that one.
Oh, the urban novel?
Yeah.
Not a Brooklyn tale, and this is about, it's like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde type story about a good girl. She falls in love with this guy. He just came out of prison, you know, and he's falling back into the things that he used to do before, and he gets her involved in it also, and it's crazy. The FBI is on their trail, you know. It gets crazy, but it's really exciting, full of suspense, you know.
Okay, now, you know, besides the Amazon and besides all of the, you know, the book writing, I want you to step out your element for a second, and, you know, because once anyone gets into the type of thing where they want people to check their words or check out their work, you know, regardless,
right,
you're gonna spark an interest in someone, you're gonna spark inspiration in somebody. So.
Right.
The next kid that's right now sitting at home, jotting down information, jotting down ideas, or just thinking about, yo, I should write a book about something. What would be your words of wisdom, your words of encouragement for them?
Well, I would say to be versatile. You know, don't just write fiction. Also, you know, also write nonfiction and, you know, stay positive, you know, and be determined. You know, I've been trying to get my book published for 5 years now, and finally I got it published. So what you have to do is just be determined, man, and keep writing. If you can't write one page a day, write one page every other day. But what I did was I wrote 2 pages a day. And be persistent, too. That's very, very important.
So pretty much just stay persistent and just, you know, write shit down. Now, normally this is something I ask the artist, but even being an author, it would apply. What or who would have to read your book? Like, if there was one person that you knew read any of your work, whether it been a poem, a book, a short story, whether, like, if you just knew this one author read it, or if you knew that this one person that you admire, just not even as an author, but just as a person, like if it was a certain author you admire because of their work, and you found out they read one of your books, and you considered that the pinnacle of your writing career, who would that be?
I would say Steve Harvey.
Okay, so if you know, so Steve Harvey took your book and he started talking about it on the show, on his radio show, TV show, whatever, you'd be like, you know, that would be pretty much, yeah, I'm here now, because you had Steve Harvey checking it out.
Exactly.
Okay, now, because, you know, like I said, I've interviewed artists, I've interviewed other authors, and never
like a man,
has, you know, never had
not,
Steve Harvey come up. Now I'm saying, never had Steve Harvey come up, so what is it about the Steve Harvey thing? Was it because he did that thing like a man joint?
Well, yeah, but, you know, we're basically on the same page as far as relationships and how a man and a woman could establish a successful relationship. But if he was to read my book, then I'm pretty sure that he would write a part two to Think Like a Man.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please, for me to answer them? Authority. I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Benita Apple Bum, you gotta put me on.
In the world where all the kings are as black as me. Ironically, we do the same things. We all got gangs. We all bang for diamonds and jewels and gold chains. And all nine wives are bad dames. Cause every lady want a bowler, a shot caller. Hungover from his aura, she hoping that he call her. She need a man to spowler, take her to the mall. Her need for high speed spending, hitting every stall. It's something he can provide, that's something she can adore. But she ain't got experience fucking with a boss. He 5 cents bottle, keep calling up more. Young nigga live life like he ballin' on pro. Moving through the states like he ballin' on toe. Trying to get my niggas involved while I'm ballin' Rondo. Coming from a place where nobody had dough, was hinted that you had to get it under the light post. I couldn't feel that, I felt like life's most. Been watching them all fall, it felt like life's joke. Temptation ballin' fast, felt like life's poke. Living in poverty, that felt like life's choke. Let it
go. You got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, team get results. Tell by all that she want a shot call.
She said she wanna be a baller. So I told her to live life fast, mash gas like a Porsche. Let her meet the whole team. Somebody's daughter. Thought I was a daddy the way that I follow. You niggas can't afford her. Shorten up your odor. No feed down, but she run when I call her. Told her bring that money back. Now she counting money fast. Counting Jack and Benji, put the pennies in her bag. Know I fuck with plenty, but she never cares to ask. She just knows she fucking bad. Confidence is in her swag. But she fucking walk like a model. Model is, let's get this paper, babe. I'm riding around on my paper plan. I switch the hustle, my paper clean. That's bullshit. Real niggas live this life, motherfucker, don't force it. When your gig is up and your shit is crushed, your shit leak just like a faucet. That lame shit, I'm off it. I'm back to get my paper straight. Time is money, you fucking waste time. Won't let my money waste. We ballin'. Fake state, ambitious dreams. We straight and plate. We get it in. We cut the cake. We out eat like a birthday. EK, my birthplace. Brooklyn niggas say Thursday. Steady dreaming, steady scheming. Craving cash in the workplace.
Sure, we got potential. I can be a sponsor. Met the backstage at a summer gym concert. Hair like Rihanna. Shoot, get results. Tell by all that she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller.
Yes, we're back, brother. Got Tito Green in. I'm still rocking with us. Tito, you got us?
Huh?
All right, got him back.
We got Tito Green, author, you know, all around aficionado on how the ladies can keep their, you know, keep their men home, keep them happy.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely puts down some essential ground rules, you know what I'm saying, this man. And it's not anything, you know, to where you're submissive, you know. And I think that's one thing most ladies are having trouble with, juggling with, you know. They don't understand when we say be submissive, we're not talking, you know, be on all fours and waiting on a standing foot. We're talking, you know, be submissive to the fact, like, you know, you can't be rolling your neck and rolling your eyes if I say, hey, babe, go make me a sandwich. You know, it's certain and small little things like that. You know what I'm saying? That'll, you know, keep the fellas home and keep us happy. And that's, you know, one of the things that the brother Tito Green definitely displays in his book. You know, because he, right, you know, he's not also, you know, don't get it twisted at all, ladies. It's not on no chauvinistic, you know, type thing. It's just on some, you know, he's trying to inform y'all.
That's right.
You know, he's trying to give y'all the things that we look for. He's trying to give y'all the tools y'all would need, you know, because you can't be really relying on Cosmo and Vanity Fair talk about how to keep your man happy by some lady. You know what I'm saying? You're getting it straight up from a man, you know what I'm saying, how a man wants it, how a man expects it. You're getting it straight from the horse's mouth. You're getting it straight from a dude. So you can't, you ain't got to, you know, revert back to some bullshit article, you know, like I said, if any fair Vogue. You know what I'm saying? This is a man telling you exactly what a man wants, what a man desires,
right,
and what a man expects from his woman. You know?
Right.
It's, you know, and it's not a fact of, like I said, being submissive or dominant. You know what I'm saying? That's not the way it is. It's just that, just how you ladies come out with a book every week, how to keep your lady happy, how to keep your lady coming home. Same shit. You know, it's the same thing, you know. And we got the brother Tito Green here, author, He'll Never Cheat Again, available on Amazon. It's under $10, you know what I'm saying? So we're talking, it's inexpensive, it's informative, and it's gonna help you out. You know what I'm saying? You have to spend that money on hair. You know, these women, they spend rent money on hair and shoes with red paint on the bottom. Now, I'm saying, so if y'all could spend that type of money, you could spend under $10 to get this book.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll never cheat again. The Woman's Guide to Pleasing a Man, available at Amazon.com. Go copy your copy right now. It's an e-book. You can read it on your smartphones, your laptop computers, your PC, and your Amazon Kindle.
And you can check it out on your tablet and all of that. And if you guys missed any of that or your information, you can get at me, blogtalkradio.com/freegameradio. Drop me an email, hit me on Twitter. You guys already know the info. And I will definitely forward you that stuff, because it's definitely a good read. And like I said, for under $10, you really can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank Tito for taking time out of his day to come kick it with us from pregame radio. You got any shout-outs you want to give before we get up out of here?
I got a couple shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to my lady friend, Natati. I love you. Thanks for all the support. Also, a shout-out to our homegirl, Aisha, from Far Rockaway, to my mom, Sonia, sisters, Sherelle and Tamara, always by my side. I love y'all. To my manager, Melissa, a.k.a. Lady Fox, a.k.a. Latifa. You are absolutely brilliant. To my boy, Papalito, and the Wild Cowboys. Shout-out to them. Shout-out to my boy, Demo, my boy, KBZ from Bronx. Big up East Flatbush, Crown Heights, Jamaica, Queens, Strong Island, the Bronx, and the island of Jamaica. Don't forget, get a copy right now. He'll Never Cheat Again, The Woman's Got the Pleasing of Man, Amazon.com.
Yeah, definitely go pick that up. Once again, Tito Gray, thank you. You're more than welcome anytime. Your next project come up, I'll say, hit me up, get you back on here. And he's actually the first author we've had, you know what I'm saying, come through the show. So it's definitely landmark. It's definitely history being made. I want to thank you for, like I said, taking your time out. You know, I want to thank you for taking your time out, coming through. And I wish you, you know, nothing but the best because your joint got forwarded to me, you know, by your people. So I was like, yo, definitely, let's do it. And you got, and, you know, you definitely get promo off of pre-game radio. So as far as promotion goes from us, you ain't got to worry about it. We got you.
All right. I really appreciate it. My pleasure.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you're welcome to come back anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tito Gray, author of He'll Never Cheat Again, The Woman's Got to Please Your Man. It's on Amazon.com. It's available for your Kindle. It's on iTunes for your iPhones and your iPads. It's in the Google Play Store for your Android devices. It's all over the place. So definitely, please, please, please go get that. And as I always say, ladies, don't be a fool. You know, ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. We are out of here. Once again, thank you, Tito Green. Shout out to Chase the Dream. Shout out to Rose. And we are out of here. Thanks once again. Have a good day. Peace.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once you watched the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, every moment we could snag. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in the blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I trust a man when there's so many real things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes through. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with Superman. He walks away. The sun goes. Cause ain't no regrets, and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye to sunset. So we are history, the shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze, only lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my tears dry on their own.
ain't sitting low, low, low. I ain't sitting low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, I'm about to take the fucking dance floor. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low cause this bitch is toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low cause this bitch is toe up. In the cameo for a little exposure. If I ain't the first, I'ma say I told ya. After I get a nut, I ain't gon' hold ya. But I can't funny, ate the pussy like it's supposed to. If you want a better look, get a little closer. Staying on the grind, man, I'm looking for some more bucks. On some nerd shit, cappuccinos at Starbucks. Party in on VIP table, shaking my butt. With a bottle, fuck a cup, Hennessy straight up. Pass me another just so I can fucking fill it up. I ain't sitting low, low, low. I ain't sitting low, low, low. I ain't sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I ain't sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I ain't sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I ain't sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I ain't sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. Up in VIP smoking on something lethal. What? I'm half naked, usually I'm in on see-through. I can't do with my people, then we all showstoppers. I don't see nothing but a table full of bottles. When we drink, I hope you know we drink it out the bottle. Thumbs up, chicks up and here full throttle. Pop a box, you helping me remember this tomorrow. My rock star lights out, the haters wanna borrow. Rolling up ounces, that's the hater bitch's carnal. All the fine niggas wanna have me in the combo. I have them all in trouble trying to lease me a condo. They all my timeline requesting me to follow. My daddy wore bucks, he buying out the bundle. Bottles of rosé coming to the table pronto. Real rude boys spending bread, no hondo. My eyes sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. Team for the bitches, then we looking like models. Waitress with the fat ass, we need more bottles. Do you know how much that costs? Listen here, shorty, I don't got time to be doing all the talking. 16 digits in my car, in my wallet. It is what it is, the boss bitch is what I call it. If you ain't talking about shit, flush it down the toilet. Thinking what to drink, can't call it, might call it. All we wear is heels, no offense to Michael Jordan. Shiny shimmer on my legs, body looking flawless. Always smoking strong, that they guarantee the coffin. Apollonia, cause the borders in your Georgia. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off them. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off them. I sit in love, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit in low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit in love with my niggas and we toe up. I sit in low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit in love with my niggas and we toe up. I sit in low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit in low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sit in low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit in low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit in low with my niggas and we toe up.
People gave and the poor got paid. And out of speakers, I did speak. I wore my walk from state to state. Street ride along gravel dirt road on street. I wear my Adidas when I rock the beat. On stage, front page, every show I go, it's a beater on my feet, high top or low. My Adidas. My Adidas. Now the Adidas I possess for one man.
Talking to me.
Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches and other niggas' cribs. Thinking shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Nigga think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the Mat Pack. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, when you park that. Petiteness, but that ass.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Want my Timberland boots so I can start the kick. Scandalous, get a whiff of this mist. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blessed. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling and the seats recline. I love it when the lady treats me kind. Go to Diamond on the Green, I have a glass of wine. He say, she say, I heard it through the grapevine. No static, got an automatic. Too much of anything makes you an addict.
Liquor with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you could never pay me to think this would occur. Me and this girl Jane Doe was living together. We were inseparable, no one could sever. At least that's what I thought, but later I fought with a substance and almost ended up in Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows getting in, she was in my Benz getting sippy with a friend. And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, "Smooth, you're starting to flip." Time went on, I started noticing weight loss. Then I had to ask her, was she riding a white horse? At first she said no. Sorry, but I keep having visions of snow, I need blow. And I said, whoa, little hottie, I'm not DeLorean, Gambino, or Gotti. I don't deal coke, and furthermore, you're making me broke. I'll put you in a rehab, and I won't tell your folks. And what do you know, at 18 months, she came home, and I let her back in. And now she's sniffing again.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
W-Weird Productions, man. Let's go.
All right. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. I spit bars like your shit's revoked. And you bitches green. Yeah, like flubber. What? And bitches on my pussy like I'm their mother. Yep. It used to be a team, now I'm on my own. There's only one seat, I won't shut his throne.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget.
More bills come get ya.
You hoes so simp like a basic tea. And y'all stay on me, basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. Stay talking action, but y'all ain't verbs. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd. And I stay on the toilet, and y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight.
Nope.
So when I say blend, you better match the light. You don't want to see me in your afterlife. I'll make you break fast like after night. Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and
right.
I take my money
okay.
And bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flow so sweet, y'all couldn't pay another dollar.
Nope.
Who want to test a rap bitch from the gutter?
Ooh.
Gutter, iron rocks and blue melt beats like.
Butter, huh?
I don't give a fuck and I keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Like the time of the month and I keep the flow.
Yeah.
Put them in a race and I bet I blow.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bonus.
Uh-huh.
Unique weirdos, what up?
It's Roxy Blue,
big boy.
Bitch.
Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wetting. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoes. I'm glad she with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few 20s. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Rockefeller, Rough Riders, Swiss Beats,
it's almost over, y'all.
Jigga, I really bet.
Lights out, niggas.
Jigga,
what's my motherfucking name?
Jigga,
and who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right, bitches better get it right, oh.
Jigga,
what's my motherfucking name?
Jigga,
and who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Back on the block, Jay-Z, motherfucker from the Rock. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Brooklyn be the place where I serve them things. Be
See, my niggas was struggling to the birds they came. And then we got the hustling, murdering thing. I dipped in my stash, flourished on a chain. Now I'm Titanic, iceberg's the name. Lead players on injured reserve, hurt the game. The best way to describe me in the word, insane. I dig down chicks, all immersed in my fame. Jig up and dope and slick bricks, first chain. The guard send you back to the earth from which you came. I'm faking so the water fire merged with chains. Ladies don't know me, said I heard his vein. Well, guess what, mommy? I heard the same. You heard the name.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Oh.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Yeah. Bitches better get it I right. I got a license to kill, so I stay the gat. Rockefeller, Rough Riders, niggas scared of that. Got a new model this year, don't fuck with my ones. Knock on your door, 3 in the morning, it's just us and the guns. See, I scramble with priests, hustle with nuns. I got the mind capacity of a young Butch Cassidy. Niggas get fly, let them defy gravity. 4-5 rapidly, lift your chest cavity. Streets won't let me chill. Always been a clumsy nigga, don't let me spill. Motherfuckers wanna wet me seal. I remain, y'all. Raw, the one, like 5 divided by 4. Shit, it's just the hate that's been provided by y'all. Reciprocated and multiplied by more. You likely to see Jigga in a wide body all. Drop top, Bentley is all. Holla at me, y'all.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Oh.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
One million, but I think you should. Cause if I only sold one, then out comes the hood. They're all black in the gloves, the outcome ain't good. Them niggas act like wolves, how come it could? Cause we don't drop hits, we drop bombs and smash. So the wrist is lit up, the arm look like glass. The necklace chipped up, the charm is flash. Could fuck up your eyes like the bomb is hash. See the reason why chicks let me palm their ass. All I gotta do is let them call me Shawnee Glass. Let them sit up in their whip till I launch it back. Snap they neck and shoot them till they arms and back. The calmest cat. But trust me when I palm this cat. Kill your mind, body, and soul. Push your conscience back. Monsters back. And flex, drop a bomb to that. And everybody sing along to the track. Come on.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Oh.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Oh.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Oh.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
off, take me off, take me off, cause I've been all. Tell me who gon' take me off, take me off, take me off, take me off. Rollin' high, loving wood, keep the trill, that's what's good. Kiss my mama, show that love, pop them bottles in that club. I heard your boo was talking lips, I told my crew to smack that trick, smack that trick, smack that trick. Guess what they did? Smack that trick. Gold everything, gold ass chain, gold ass rings, gold ass fangs. You can see me stunt when you turn on your screen. You can see me stunt when you turn on your screen. I'm bigger than life, the name of the life. I'm the number one chick, I don't need no hype. The capital B means I'm about that life. The capital B means I'm about that life. I've been on, I've been on, I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off, take me off. Take me off, take me off, cause I've been on. I remember my baby hair with my dookie braids, Frenchie, Boudin in the parking lot. Shout out to Willie D. I was in that Willie D video when I was about 14, looking crazy. Shout out to Pimp C. You know, we used to sneak and listen to that UGK. DM your girl, but your sister was alright. Man, in your homeboy caddy last night. Man, hold up, Texas Trill. H time going down. Man.
Initiating shutdown sequence.